Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. Today's topic is back to school, food, exercise, obesity, especially childhood obesity. And I was just really shocked. This week I listened in on a conversation with health professionals. They were talking about the childhood obesity and how it's increasing and what's going on. And so I did a little bit of a compare and contrast between the European ways of the way school children behave and do things and whatnot versus, and that was a long time ago, versus now what I see here in the US of A, the country which I dearly love. I love the opportunities we have and everything else. And I just go, okay, now if we could just take the best of the both and help our young children, our younger generation, so they can turn into a bigger, better, older generation and keep the lead on how to be healthy, that would be so wonderful. So, okay, my first question in my transcript here is, why is going back to school such a big life changer for most children? Well, first of all, in Switzerland, we never had a three-month summer vacation because we had year-round school and we had 5 to maximum 6 weeks in the summer, which is different than having 3 months. Now, for the younger ones, that was definitely enough. For older ones who want to take a job, I see where the 3 months comes in handy, but also how they can easily forget what they've learned in the previous year and get back into the groove to get ready for the next school year. So I just want to point out a few things, what's happening during the summer vacation. Let's go there because most people love to vacation. So the children are usually more outdoors, are doing more sports activities, have better hydration, meaning they drink more water. Unfortunately, not only water. Research has shown that most children drink an entire meal regarding calories with sugary drinks. So I think that's a first step that we as adults need to make some changes with our children, grandchildren, loved ones at school and whatnot. Get rid of the sugary drinks. That includes juices. Yes, a juice is natural sugar, but sugar is sugar. And what's not burned gets on the hips or on the waist or starts causing diabetes type 2 and so forth and so on. So a better balanced nutrition would be good. During vacation, they're really not worried that much about it because they're moving around. They're having so much joy and flexibility in their time. Usually no set schedule. They're playing with friends, they're sharing, they're competing in a friendly level, they're competing in sports, having a blast. So they burn more calories. Therefore, during the summer months, it is not as easily detected as it is when they go back to school. Why? Because once they're in school, they have more structure, they have homework, they sit at their desk. They have PE, but the PE that I've seen here in the US of A, and yes, I have a master's in education and I was teaching kindergarten, first grade, fourth grade, and middle school and high school. So it's not that I think everything is better at one place or another, but I have seen the differences. And the PE here in the U.S. is just not the same, especially for the younger ones, as it was back home at my time. So That's the only thing I want to say about that, because PE means physical education, physical activity, physical, not sitting around, not sitting still, not staring in a corner, but being physical, doing something with the body, which then stimulates the brain. So that is one of the most important things. Another thing was, when I went to school back home many moons ago, we all walked to school. Now, mind you, the distance from the house to school was much smaller or shorter than it is here in most cases. But all of us walked to school, except when it really rained really hard, or hailed, or snowed so hard. And snow days we did not have. We still went to school. So when it was one of those super-duper inclement weather days, the parents were allowed to drive us to school. But then everything was walking again and taking care of things. So that was up till third grade at least. And then from fourth grade on, with a special permit from the parents and the school, we were allowed to take the bicycle. Because if we had other activities afterwards and had to go there, walking did not get us there on time. So again, that had to do with activity. So we also had, during my school years at the elementary school, we had little water drinking breaks. I mean, just a 5-minute thing. We were lining up and everybody got a few sips of water, just enough to hydrate. We also were allowed to take quick bathroom breaks, because nobody can sit still, pay attention, absorb the information taught when they have to pinch their muscles as not to wet their pants, because they are not allowed to go to the bathroom. So compassion, understanding, and maybe a little bit more flexible structure in what you're doing, and having the students know upfront when they can do what, might be helpful. PE at my time was mandatory. There was no way to be excused for everything all the time. And the teacher's philosophy was, there are no stupid students or children. They all can learn as long as the teacher adapts the teaching style to the learning style of the child. And as I've mentioned many times before, there are different learning styles. There are kinesthetic, auditory, visual, or any combination thereof. And so it's best in all styles. And if somebody doesn't get it, maybe have a student explain it so the child can understand. Because boredom, because you don't understand, or because it's so boring because the others don't understand and you can't participate and help them out, that can lead to obesity, because then they start eating out of boredom. They start eating more than they need to. Their proportions are out of whack, and just overeating in general is not good, and it is happening more and more. I've actually found statistics that say that obesity in children has tripled since 1970, or since the 1970s. And the data shows that between 2015 and 2016, listen carefully, 1 in 5 school-age children and young people from 6 to 19 are obese, defined as excess body fat by the doctors, by the BMI, by the body fat percentage, whatever. There's so many different ways to do it. But 1 in 5 school-aged children are obese. That is so sad. It really hurts to just think about it, because it causes other problems. Consequences of childhood obesity are they get diabetes too, asthma, heart failure. There are others Risk factors. Yeah, the risk factors are diet, lack of exercise, family factors. If your child comes from a family of overweight people, he or she may be more likely to put on weight. This is especially true in an environment where high-calorie food is always available and physical activity isn't encouraged. Psychological factors, personal, parental, and family stress can increase a child's risk of obesity. Some children overeat to cope with problems or to deal with emotions, such as stress or to fight boredom. Their parents may have similar tendencies. And socioeconomic factors, people in some communities have limited resources and limited access to supermarkets. As a result, they may opt for convenience foods that don't spoil quickly, such as frozen meals, crackers, and cookies. In addition, people who live in lower-income neighborhoods may not have access to a safe place to exercise, and so forth, and so on. And it's just so much. So, having just mentioned a few things that I have seen, a little compare and contrast between the years way back when in Switzerland when I went to school and the years over here when I've been teaching in school, it just really makes me very passionate about wanting to reach out and help. Also, another factor with the obesity these days is parents are so busy, they tell their children to watch TV. In the average, a child watches about 4 hours of TV or does some media stuff or eats unhealthy food and whatnot every day. The Mayo Clinic, and I put the link there, but unfortunately I could not hyperlink it, so just highlighted, copy and pasted into the URL so you can see what they say. They have some great tips. And I want to offer you a free gift. I want to offer you a free 30-minute health assessment for you or your child or children, and one at a time to see how I can help reverse that obesity and help you and or your child to get healthy again. You can email me at dythomson@gmail.com or voicemail or text me at 562-335-4956. And I did say voicemail or text. I don't have time to answer the phone. I will check it every day, and I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours as long as you leave me a precise message with good contact information so I know what it's about and I can be prepared to get back with you. And then we can schedule an appointment and I can help you out, because that is where my passion truly lies. More so even now, since I just dropped pounds and got rid of my medications, and I'm feeling so super happy, healthy, energized, focused. And I just really want to share that and promote that for others to feel the same way, because we all deserve happiness. And the children who lack the support at home can get some through me, as long as they have the support from their parent or guardian to get on program after the 30-minute free health assessment, if we say the program will work for them. And yes, I have a lot of different programs for teens, for young children, for adults, for pregnant women. I mean, to gain weight, to lose weight, to change the mental attitude and all those things. And I am definitely, definitely, definitely here out of passion and love for you to help you live a better, happier, and healthier life. So please get in touch with me for any of those reasons, or if you have questions, suggestions, or would like to be on my show, let's get in touch with each other. And make sure you put in the subject title of the email what it's about, because I get a lot of spam, so I need to sort through it. And if I see what it's all about, I can save it. Having said that, I wish you all a very happy, healthy, and empowered week, and I'll talk to you next week.